Time for another edition of Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist from Immune Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Well, Amber, welcome to the airwaves again this week.
Thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you on to talk about, a variety of topics, and one that's near and dear to my heart
we're going
to be talking about today. And we're going to talk about coffee.
We are going to talk about coffee.
And hopefully we're going to say only good things about it.
Only good things, yes, yes. I have nothing bad to say about coffee. I think we've hit on this just a touch in the past, but I thought today we could talk a little bit more about everybody's beloved coffee. You're not the only one that loves it around here.
I know there are a few people.
There's a few people that enjoy it. And definitions of coffee may vary from person to person a little bit, too. Some people think of coffee as being black coffee, which is what you drink.
Darn right.
Other people think of coffee as being something that's not really recognizable as coffee anymore because of what it has added to it.
Well, I don't add much to mine.
No, you sure don't.
That's right.
You know, there's not room in the mug once you fill it up to put anything else in there.
Can't see the bottom of the bottom of the mug when I make coffee.
So you're right. There is some really great stuff about coffee, though. It does have benefits. So it's certainly not here today to tell people they should give up all of their coffee and should quit drinking it. Because even if I did, they wouldn't do it. And then they probably would quit listening to everything else I said. Kyle told me, my husband, that I'm a wet blanket sometimes when it comes to nutrition.
Is that right? Well, you're no fun at all.
That's right.
Around Halloween and Thanksgiving.
I know. But today I promise I'll have some good stuff.
Okay.
So one of the benefits, because people just genuinely enjoy coffee and it becomes such a normal part of their routine, is that it's just joy.
Mind if I have a little bit while I'm listening?
I think you should, yeah. So just having the things that you enjoy is important, because if whatever we're doing with nutrition, whatever we're doing with our diet, if it's not something that we like, if we're only doing it because we think it's healthy, it's not sustainable. And food does a lot for morale. So joy in and of itself is a reason to have something. But there are other benefits that come with it too, like cognitive health. So up to about 4 cups of coffee per day.
I passed that already.
Has been shown to be preventive or protective when it comes to things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, memory loss, all of that kind of stuff. Coffee appears to have some good benefit there. So 4 cups of coffee per day, when I talk about that, is not 4 travel mugs of coffee per day.
Talking those smaller cups?
We're talking like a true cup, like 8 ounces. So that gets us up to about 32 ounces of coffee. It's roughly about 400 milligrams of caffeine, and that's kind of the limit where we see benefit from caffeine as well. That's a fair amount of coffee. So if you are having more than that, it's not that you need to quit cold turkey with the rest of that coffee every day, but we'll talk in just a second about some maybe alternatives that we can have too.
Okay.
Now, what we put in it does change the level of benefit. So if we're loading, for better or worse, when we load it up with sugar or creamers that have a lot of sugar in it, anything like that, that can start to decrease the benefit that we get from it, because now coffee in and of itself doesn't really have much in it. It doesn't have a lot of protein or fat or fiber or other carb, any of that kind of stuff.
It's just coffee.
Yeah. So when you drink it, you're not really putting a lot into your body. There are certainly effects of the caffeine that we'll talk about. But when we start to add all the creamer and sugar, now we're going to impact our blood sugars, our insulin levels, our inflammatory response. All of that stuff is going to come on top of it. Now, there are some things you can put into your coffee that might change it for the better and can still provide some extra flavor and stuff. So honey. If instead of using just regular old sugar, if we put honey in there, not too much, but enough to give it some sweetness, that can have some benefit on gut health. And if it's local honey, it can also have some benefit on our immune system and seasonal allergies. Cinnamon. Some people like to add a little bit of cinnamon for some flavor in their coffee. That also can have some blood sugar regulation benefits, some anti-inflammatory benefits. Nothing wrong with that. More recently, people have started putting things like coconut oil or MCT oil in their coffee. And MCT stands for medium chain triglyceride, which is just a type of fat. And MCT oils in particular have been shown as well to have some benefits from a metabolic standpoint, so a weight standpoint, blood sugar regulation, inflammation, brain health, all of that kind of stuff. And there's one that you might like that we haven't tried before. My favorite way to have coffee that I don't always do, but is cashew coffee.
Well, that sounds good.
So all it is it's coffee that's got cashews blended into it and just a touch of honey. So for people who do like things that are a little bit creamier, cashew coffee can be a really nice alternative to adding some of those creamers, sugars, things like that, because the cashew gives it protein, fat, and fiber. Also makes it creamy, and then that little bit of honey gives you the sweetness that you're looking for.
I do stray away and have some of that fancy stuff once in a while, that fancy coffee like that with something in it, but not very often.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, you know, I enjoy a mocha here and there. We don't have to give that stuff up completely, but when we start to put that amount of sugar into our coffee, we can kind of negate all of the benefit that we were going to get from it. So caffeine in and of itself, again, does have some limits. So if you're somebody who doesn't sleep very well, probably good to pay attention to how much caffeine you're taking in, especially later in the day.
As I yawn.
As you yawn mid-after, yeah. Not even into the afternoon. Sorry. As we're recording. So caffeine has a half-life of approximately 5 hours, about 4 to 6 hours. So if you're having caffeine at 8 p.m., that half of that caffeine isn't even out of your system by midnight.
Well, I had a doctor tell me that to get all of your caffeine out of your system, it'd be about 48 hours.
That's probably pretty accurate.
I said, 48 hours with no coffee? I'm not going to try that experiment. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And a lot of people, yeah, as they take caffeine out, get headaches because we do become dependent on caffeine. So you do have withdrawal symptoms from it when we go from 8 or 16 cups of coffee per day to nothing. Is a pretty big shift. So I don't really encourage people to have that big of a cut. But the other thing that caffeine can do, in addition to just keeping us up at night or impairing our sleep, even if you sleep, it may not be as good of a quality of sleep if you still have all that caffeine in your system. But it's also dehydrating. So it's also taking the place of any water that you might drink during the day. So again, don't have to give up all of that caffeine, but maybe we look for a couple of alternatives for the second half of the day as people transition after lunchtime.
And like that dreaded decaf coffee?
So that could be an alternative. If you enjoy it, decaf coffee can be an option. I would rather somebody go to decaf coffee than something like pop or a sugar-sweetened beverage of some sort. But also, we could think about going to things like black tea or green tea or herbal teas. We were just talking before this out there. The Merc here in town has a matcha tea, which is a green tea latte that they're trying now. And tea comes with different benefits than coffee does. So for people who like tea, that can be a really great option. And there's something called chicory coffee, which is basically a chicory tea. It's made from chicory, which is a prebiotic, good for your gut. Tastes more similar to coffee than a lot of our other teas do. So that could be something that some people might want to try. Same thing with dandelion tea. And a lot of the times those two are combined together. Best option would be water. But I know to go from coffee to water is a pretty big jump.
That's quite a change.
Yeah. I know. So that in between of tea, if we can find one people like. Herbal teas, so many flavors you can try. I love a licorice mint tea. That's probably my favorite one. But there's peppermint tea, cinnamon tea, fruit teas, all sorts of different herbal teas you can try. Now, the only thing I'll say with that one is be a little cautious because herbal teas can have medicinal effects on our body as well. So we always want to make sure they don't interact with a health condition or a medication that we're taking.
Okay. Well, I've never thought that much about coffee before. Even though I think about it a lot during the day if I don't have it.
Yeah, think about where it is and how much more,
right,
you're going to have.
And where the heck my coffee cup went. Yeah. That's one of the important things in life. Where is it this time?
That's right.
So, all right. Well, if anybody has any questions on coffee or anything else dealing with nutrition, you're more than happy to help.
Absolutely.
How do they find you?
Find me on Facebook at Immune Nutrition. Try to keep some posts up there. Maybe I'll throw something up today about coffee or that cashew coffee recipe in case anyone wants to try it. Or online at immunutrition.com, and that's imunutrition.com.
All right, we've been sharing your posts on our Q92 KLQPFM, yes, Facebook page to our 5,500 followers.
Appreciate
out there.
It.
So yeah, so look for that.
You got it.
All right, well, appreciate it, Amber. Amber,
yeah,
Boyles,
thank you.
From Immune Nutrition here in Madison with another Taco Tuesday. We'll see you next week.